You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft.
Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor's going to distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.com. FM to get started.
The semifinalist gets a close call. Kelly learns Spanish on set, and each judge have a contestant in the final round. Let's talk about it.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, The Voice. It's back.
Woo!
It's The Voice After Show.
It's The Voice
yes.
After Show.
Season 17, hey. Episode 23 and 24. Hey, so this is how we're going to just open up, okay, guys? Welcome back
Every
to
week.
The Voice, Season 17, Episode 23 and 24. Listen, tonight we have so great things that we're going to talk about. Of course, the show. We have news in our special segment, Where Are They Now? But first and foremost, let's talk about yesterday's performance, episode 23, oh my God, it was the night of the 80s debuts, and we have so many debuts, like at least four of those, but let's talk about your overall thoughts of the show. Miss Bollywood Girl?
Yes, thank you, Nima. I'm Shiksha Methani, for all of you who don't know me, and I'm just really excited to be talking about The Voice here tonight, semifinals. It was a good week. Right?
Great week, yeah.
Yeah, great week. The performances were very strong, and I felt like I was watching everybody's concert instead of their performance, like voice performance. It was a concert, you know, in one. Do you agree?
Right, I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, so tonight, well, yesterday's performance was great, of course. I felt like we're kind of getting down to those final performances where it's either, you know, they're going to give it their all, they're not. Of course, a lot of the judges are still making some of the song choices, and also the fans. Mm-hmm. But I think this was kind of like a concert night for me. I think that everybody did a great job, but I feel like now we're kind of more into who they really are as an artist.
Absolutely. That's how I feel as well.
And you know what, guys? I realized that I didn't introduce myself, so I'm Nima Sky, and this is my host,
Shiksha Methani.
Yes. I'm sorry, guys. I was so eager to talk to you all about the show. But yes, tonight was... yesterday was actually a electrifying show, and we started out with Team Legend.
Mm-hmm.
Now listen, we all know that Katie Kaden gives us everything that she's got.
Oh,
okay, she started out singing Lady Marmalade by the legendary Patti LaBelle. I mean, for me, her voice was electrifying. She put her hands on her hip, and she had some choreography with her girls. I mean, the fashion was on point. Oh my God, what do you think?
I agree. She was amazing. What I love about her is that we've really seen her grow on this show, because even though she was confident from the beginning, not at this level,
right?
So we've just seen her grow and grow and grow to this amazing artist that now the judges, Carson and John, both said that she deserves a Grammy for that. That was that good. And what is she even doing on the show at this point? So yeah, I just loved it.
Listen, you're right. I definitely got remarks from the judges. I know Kelly said that you have a voice that captivates many people that not many artists today are doing.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Gwen said that you demand everyone's attention. And John said, every week is a perfect week for Katie. She's a star. And you're right. He did say that we don't even deserve Katie. So, you know, Katie Caden, she did her thing like she always does. Listen, I kind of want to see what she's going to do next week.
Yeah, I'm interested.
I mean, because next week is like when they win.
Yeah, well, that's when they
not
win,
Monday,
yeah.
But, you know,
It's next week.
Yes. Next week in general, so I'm just...
I'm excited to see what kind of music she's going to put out.
I know. She's done so much stuff, like Elton John. Mm-hmm. She's done Adele. She's done Patti LaBelle.
So what is Katie now? What's her sound going to be?
I want to know what Katie's going
to
do.
Uh-huh. It's going to be fun to watch.
I know. I actually got a chance to talk to her on the red carpet yesterday. And so she said that she wants to do something that's a little bit more classic because she feels like, you know, all of the classic sounds are what artists basically imitate today. So she says she wants to do something classic with a little bit of pop. So I guess next week we'll see.
I like that.
I love it. Now, the next person on Team Legend that we got a chance to see yesterday night was Mary Beth Bird. Mm-hmm. And she sung the song Before He Cheats by Carrie Underwood. Listen, I always love a good breakup song, okay?
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yeah. And it's like, Mary Beth is such a sweet person. So can you really see her being angry and mad and just ready to destroy someone?
Honestly, no. It didn't work for me. This song is my jam. Okay? I grew up on this song.
Me too.
Yeah, it was just, I would belt it out all the time growing up. Yeah, so to hear her sing this song, it didn't do it for me. But I know, I love Mary Beth. And I think that she has a beautiful voice. But... And I could see her trying to be, like, this fierce person, you know, because of the whole breakup song and all that. And I could see that she could get there, but it wasn't there for me yet.
You know, I definitely feel like this song was a little bit out of Mary Beth's range in terms of her character. I think that, again, she did an amazing job singing the song. I mean, Carrie Underwood... she has amazing vocals, so I can just imagine like how it was to actually sing that song. But I think that she took it at her pace. You know, she wasn't over the top. You know, she knows that she's a sweet girl, but of course, I think everybody has definitely experienced a breakup, and they you know, especially getting cheated on, you're ready to fight, right?
Yeah. So I admire that she took it head on and she made it her own, and she was working that stage. And even though it was out of her comfort zone, you couldn't really tell because she was working it. It just, again, wasn't my favorite, but it was good.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I definitely give a shout out to her. My notes was that her tone was amazing. Mm-hmm. Carrie Underwood would be proud. And I also, she gave us a rasp in her voice this time that she doesn't normally do. And I put the last note that she took on this particular song was like icing on a cake. Now, Blake said that she did a great job, and her coach, John, said that it was your best vocal performance since the beginning of the show.
See, I don't fully agree with that.
Okay.
But, because we've seen her take it slower, be more pure, angelic, and I like that side of her a little bit better. I think it fits her voice more. But I guess to each their own, right?
Yeah, to each his own, you know.
Yeah.
Now, next in line on Team Legend, we have Will Breeman, who sung the song Locked Out of Heaven by Bruno Mars. Listen, a Bruno Mars song always gets the stage popping. Listen, I know what I think, but I want to know, what do you think?
Okay, I love Will.
Yes.
He is amazing. He's just so much fun to watch. His energy is infectious.
Oh, my God. You're right.
He works the crowd, and I absolutely love that. You know, I wish I was there like, yeah, Will. It was so good. But the one thing that I love most about his performances this whole time has been the unique sounds that he can make with his voice. And he didn't bring that this time. I was waiting for it. I was like, come on, Will, do it. And he just just didn't. And for me, that's kind of become his signature. Mm-hmm. So I was disappointed that that didn't come about at all. Other than that, it was a great performance. But I don't know. I've just come to learn that that's Will. That's just him, you know?
You know, it's almost kind of like being an actor. You know, you don't want to get typecast, right? So I feel like Will, we know Will's signature sound that he always makes, but I feel like Will took an opportunity to be able to set himself apart, to, you know, to say that, hey, I know what I normally do, but let me do something different, because we know that he always jumps off the stage, which he didn't, but he worked that crowd.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, he walked everywhere, and I think Carson Daly says to him, oh my God, yeah. You know, we thought that you were actually going to walk off set. And he was like, well, how can I walk off set with this big high yellow jacket, which was completely funny. But again, I think that he did a great job. His vocals were amazing. His energy was everything. He even gave us some dance moves. And yes. I feel like, again, Will Brayman, I'm sorry, he always gives us a concert. And that's how you can know the difference between a singer and an artist. Yeah. So I have to say, hands down for me, it was amazing. And of course, his coach, John Legend, said, in honor of his hair, I had to wear this blue suit.
So. Yeah, that was awesome. Blue crew.
Yes, blue crew in the building. But first and foremost, before we move along, I want to personally say that I want to thank you all for allowing us to be the ESPN of TV Talk right now. We could use your help. If you're on YouTube, please give us a thumbs up and subscribe. But if you're on iTunes, give us a 5-star rating. But no matter what you do, please leave your comments and your concerns, because myself, my girl here, and the whole AfterBuzz team will not be here without you. So please continue to keep supporting us, support the Voice After Show, and every other after show on our platform. We love you.
Yes, we do. Thank you so much.
So getting on to Team Blake, we had your favorite.
Kat,
which is Kat. Kat Hammack. And she sung the song Somewhere Only We Are. What were your thoughts about that one?
She's just so perfect, okay? I love her so much. I don't even know how to explain it. Her voice is just so pure. I love it so much. Her tone is beautiful.
Right.
I mean it. I see this every week. I could listen to her all day long. It was just so... And she was standing on that moon.
Yeah.
It was so innocent, you know, I guess is the word. And I love that about her. I'm in awe when I watch her. I really love her.
I mean, I absolutely love Kate. I think Kate did an amazing job last night. But I want to get into the production. I don't know if you guys saw the production of that particular song that she sung, but she had like ballerina dancers.
Yes.
And I mean, I think the overall production itself of just what was happening in the background was so beautiful that it even made the song even better. Of course, I love Kate Hammack. She's 18 years old, very impressionable, beautiful voice. So I feel like she has so much to grow, so much to do. But of course, again, she's always angelic. And I think that, you know, she really stood her grounds and standing in like one place and just really captivating us with her voice.
I agree.
So I think she did a great job tonight.
Yeah, the ballerinas were amazing.
Oh my God. I mean, I think Kelly actually said something. She's like, oh my gosh, shout out to the ballerinas in the background.
Yeah, she did. Blake actually said this. I wrote this down because I loved it so much, that her voice is magical and can break your heart and make you happy at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, you took the words out of my mouth. That's a perfect way to describe her.
Yeah, I know. I know she's your favorite.
Yeah. Well, I know I love a couple others too. She's just one of my favorites.
I know. We love you, Kate.
Yeah, we love you, Kat. We love you, Kat.
Next on the team, Blake, is Ricky Duran, which is one of my favorite. He sung the song, the legendary song by the Beatles, "Let It Be." Mm-hmm. Oh my God, you guys! First of all, let's talk about how he started off at the piano, got up. You know, he moved a little bit into the crowd, and then he got on the electrical guitar, and he just, every time Ricky Duran gets on stage, he never ceases to give us more than amazing, right? He was soulful, he was electrifying. Again, like I said, he moved behind the piano, you know, to the guitar, in which I didn't even know that he can actually play as amazing as he did. And a little bit towards the ending of the song, I don't know if it was a run or it was just a moment in the song where he just took it to a different level, and he allowed his range to go to an amazing level. And I actually wrote down that Blake said this was your vocal performance of your life. And John actually also said to him that this was something amazing that he's... Basically, he said that Ricky always gives it 100% and more, but... I mean, and to even think of all of the challenges that, Ricky's been through. I know he talked a little bit about how he actually dedicated this song to his mother, who was actually sick. Mm-hmm. And he would sing the song due to his father, because his father always loved for the family to sing the song. So, I mean, outside of him singing, I just think that Ricky is a great person. And I personally think that he did a great job.
Yeah, I agree. I think this was the perfect song choice for him, especially considering his background. It pulls at your heartstrings. You really feel the emotion behind it. And more than that, Ricky shouldn't even be in this competition. He's already an artist, you know?
He is, for sure.
He's just at another level than everybody else. I don't think he needs to prove himself anymore. The fact, like you said, that he went from the piano to to singing and then to the guitar, it's like, that is an artist right there. Not just a musician, like a true, full-rounded artist. And it's amazing to see him do that. He's completely blossomed, and he will go far. Whether he wins or not, he just will.
I mean, I really think that Ricky's getting ready to have an album coming out maybe like sometime next year in 2020. We're about to have a concert or something. I mean, and this particular season of The Voice, I feel like it's different. I feel like everybody is just on the same level of being good. Mm-hmm. Not to say that nobody else hasn't been, but I just feel like it's just something different.
We got a good crowd this year.
We definitely have a good crowd. Speaking of good crowd, Kelly actually got nominated for a Critics Award for the Kelly Clarkson Show. Uh-huh. And not to mention, Miss Kelly Clarkson was learning Spanish on set.
Yes.
Oh my God, that was absolutely hilarious. And we actually got a chance to see a appearance from a Telemundo judge of The Voice, Mr. Luis Funzi. I mean, he actually kind of went over some words with Kelly to make sure that she was doing...
What does Colgate mean by live life to the brightest? Could it be a rich glass of red sipped inside a Parisian cafe on a snowy night when my gaze is met by a tall, mysterious... I mean, brushing as directed with Colgate Optic White Pro Series Toothpaste gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 3 days, so you can live life to the brightest and finish that glass without worrying about teeth stains. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
That was absolutely funny. She was like, oh my God, thank you so much. But I don't know, like, can you guys actually see Kelly doing the Telemundo version of The Voice?
No.
I don't know. Like, so you don't think her Spanish can get that deep?
Well, no. I mean, good for her for learning a new language.
Yeah.
She's doing a really good job. At the speed that she's going at, I don't think she could be a full-on judge, full-on Spanish all the time. Anytime soon.
You never know. She may make an appearance.
Oh, yeah. I think an appearance is possible and just a couple sentences here and there.
She said a couple sentences.
But being a full-on Spanish judge is another story altogether.
That is.
You know, so.
That's like, you got to really know what you're talking about.
But hey, good for her. She's so busy right now. She's got so many projects. And to add this onto her plate, it's like, dude, you know.
I know. Kelly is a goddess. Speaking of Kelly, we're talking about her team, starting off with Hello Sunday. Mm-hmm. Listen, Hello Sunday sung a legendary song by Stevie Wonder, which is Don't Worry About a Thing. However, I will say, I don't know if you guys have ever heard the rendition that was actually made by Tori Kelly, but they actually sung it Tori Kelly style. And I don't know if you guys heard that song. Those notes are so high and so amazing. These young ladies did a great job. What do you think?
Oh my God, they were so good. So last week, while they were good, I was missing some of the unique harmonies that they always come with.
Mm-hmm.
But then this week, they gave that back to us.
Absolutely.
Because their harmonies are just so special to them that last week I was like, why aren't they doing what will help them? Mm-hmm. And I was so happy to see them do it again and really play to each other's strengths. And then they danced.
Oh, they were dancing. The choreography was amazing.
Oh, my God.
I feel like it was like a dance video.
Yeah, it was so good because even then they were full on dancing. They were completely together. I'm a dancer and I was impressed.
That's right.
But then even after she was dancing, she wasn't out of breath. She kept singing, you know, and that's impressive right there because that's hard to do, to control your breath like that.
My God. Especially at the age of 14. I mean, these young girls have been killing the game since they basically got on the show. They are showing us that they deserve to be here. And, you know, I don't think it doesn't matter what happens with Hello Sunday, you know, I feel like they're going to make it outside of the show.
Yeah.
For sure. I mean, somebody's going to pick them up. We're going to see an album or a concert
they're
or
gonna
something.
They're going to be in a Disney show, okay?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, can Disney's picking them up.
Listen, they're going to be actresses. I can just see a future with Hello Sunday.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
For sure.
They're so unique.
They're
absolutely.
So freaking unique. Mm-hmm. Speaking of Hello Sunday, John said that they did a fantastic performance. And Kelly said, I'm a proud stepmom.
Yeah.
Now, she had Jake Hoot. We love the classic legendary Jake Hoot. He sung the song Desperado.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Jake always has a very nice classic country voice. He connected with the audience. And he hits every note. Listen, I know that there was a point when they were in the practices with Kelly. And when he belted out in that particular part of the song, I was like, wait. Is this Jake Hoot? Jake Hoot?
Yeah.
Speaking of Jake Hoot, we were on the red carpet last week, and we were playing around with him because he said that he was going to do some Fetty Wap this week. So,
didn't happen.
Right. So Desperado was his Fetty Wap. But I want to know, what do you think about Jake Hoot's performance?
So I love his voice. I definitely think he has a timeless country voice that he could sing any country song and sound amazing.
Right.
But everybody else on this competition right now is bringing their A game. They're putting on a show. And for me, this was definitely a great vocal performance, but it wasn't a show, you know? And,
right.
and we're in the semifinals now. It's like, I need a little bit more spice, I guess. But I love him. You know, he has such a great voice. There's no denying that.
Right.
You know, strong country artist. Absolutely. So.
Yeah, I think Jake did a great job. Now, let's talk about the judges. John said that he's consistently excellent and it feels like home.
Mm.
Kelly said that you have a microphone in your throat.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Man. Moving on to Team Gwen, we had the beautiful Rose Short singing the song, I Wanna Know What Love Is.
That woman, my goodness.
Okay, I want to know what you think, because I have a lot to say.
She just takes my breath away every time.
Yes, for sure.
You know, and it's not only that she has a strong voice, and this is kind of what I was saying about Jake Hoot. Like, he has a strong voice. So does Rose. But Rose puts on a show,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, she does, for
and
sure.
Yeah, and, like, here we saw her vulnerable side, mm-hmm. which I loved seeing that from her. But it was still really strong and passionate. But you could see the strength in her voice. You could see the character
right.
that she brings. So it's not just her voice. It's all this other stuff that goes with it.
Right.
And that's what I find is missing for me from who, even though I love him. But that's where I'm like, oh, my God, are you watching Rose? Because damn, you know,
yeah.
she's so good.
The thing about Rose for me is Rose is more than just a singer.
Mm-hmm.
She is a connector. She is someone who makes
like
you
that.
Feel exactly what she's feeling like. She brings out the emotion of the song, you know what I mean? And I think that's so important because that's what sets, you know, apart a person from being an artist and a singer, a vocalist, and just a flat out amazing connector, as I would say. But yeah, I mean, Rose, I felt like she, because she even sung God's Country, she did a great job. I feel
yeah.
like everything that you give her, she's going to take it and master it and make it her own. And she's
yeah.
so confident. You know what I mean? Like, just to see the things that, you know, she's overcome. I think that she speaks volumes of even her personality of encouraging other people who probably have had insecurities like her. But she's showing so many millions of people that it's not just about singing, but it's also about using your gift to overcome all those obstacles.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, like I said, I love Rose Short. I think she's an amazing singer, but I also think that she's a amazing person. And she sung the song, I Wanna Know What Love Is. She took her time and she let her vocals hit the right places. Of course, she made Gwen cry.
Yeah.
Gwen
no,
could
not cry. Sob.
She couldn't even say anything.
Yeah, she was sobbing.
She was sobbing, you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, again, Rose Short, she always gives us that and so much more.
Mm-hmm.
But let's talk about some of these duets.
Yes.
The 80s duets from last night. Of course, we started off with Will Bremen and Ricky Duran. Again, these two amazing gentlemen got on the stage, not only sung, but they played the guitar.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Okay, can we talk about their band name, Duran
Bremen? Oh, my God. Listen, I wrote all of them down. So it was,
Duran Bremen.
Duran Bremen.
Yeah, that was it.
Is what they said.
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
That was so funny. I think that they worked really well together, and now we've learned how great of a guitarist Ricky is.
Yes.
But I think Will held his own. Ooh. You know, I was a little nervous at first because I was like, okay, he has a guitar in his hand too. What's going to happen?
He did a great job. Listen, yeah, Will did a great job.
Yeah, I was impressed. They just had a really good rock vibe together, and I loved it.
Did you see that point in their performance where they, like, connected with the guitar and they came together? Like, I think these two gentlemen are great, amazing artists. And it's just, again, Will is one of those people that you never know what you're going to get from him. And he pulls so many things out of his pocket, and every time he gets on the stage, he does a great job. Of course, we know... Ricky is always going to be Ricky. Uh-huh. I mean, like, he gave us a great, perfect performance. I felt like he was very, very, very energetic. And they were both on point. So much to the point where every judge was standing up.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw that, but every judge was standing up. And listen, even though we are at the stage where the four chair turn is clearly not even a point, but to have all four judges stand up for you.
Yeah, it was good. It was really good.
Now, a little bit on the softer side, we do have Jake and Mary Beth, who sung the song Love Lift Us Up Where We Belong. That is a legendary 80s song. I actually remember that song. And I have to say, this performance was so moving and so just so touching. Yeah. It was so beautiful. Mary Beth was so angelic. I mean, I think it was something different about her sound than what I've heard with other performances for her. Jake, of course, he's classic. And I just loved the way that he really connected with Mary Beth.
Yeah, I definitely think that their voices complemented each other really well. And I mean that in the most positively. They just really lifted each other up, and it was beautiful. I wrote down that they should record a song together because they were that good together.
Yeah.
You know, all the duets we saw were great, but I liked them, their voices, the way that they sounded together, personally. Yeah.
They just match well together. Mm-hmm. And let's talk about Mary Beth's dress. Oh my God. Like, she looked like a princess, literally.
She did. So different from the Carrie Underwood look, right?
Yeah. I love it. Now, the next performance we had was a little bit more edgy and vibrant. We had Rose and Katie singing Express Yourself by Madonna. Uh-huh. Oh my God. Look at these neon bright colors. Okay. First of all, we have two powerhouse singers coming together and singing a beautiful song like Madonna. When Katie first started singing this song, I was a little nervous because, she was so powerful. I didn't know if she was going to overpower Rose, but I was like, wait, it's Rose. Like, they both have great song, you know, like great voices. But man, Katie came out there and she gave it. Like, I put in my notes, Katie gave us vocals for the gods.
Hey, okay.
What do you think about that performance?
Oh my God, I love them together.
Yes, me too.
Jeez.
An album coming soon, hopefully.
Yes.
Hopefully.
Seriously, the two biggest powerhouses just coming together. I was nervous when I heard their names together because it could either go really well or really badly.
Right.
But it went really well. They didn't try to overpower each other. They worked together, and I think that was really key because by working together, they both sounded really good. And I love their combined energy.
Yeah.
Somehow,
like,
you know?
Did you hear Rose saying, sing it, Katie?
Yes.
They were literally kind of like, you know, like popping and hyping each other up.
So much personality on the stage, basically.
Right.
A lot of personality there. I love it.
Oh, yeah. Amazing. So we have another very beautiful sound with the 80s duet from Our Girls, Hello Sunday, and the beautiful Kate Hammack. They sung the song We Belong Together. Listen, I don't know if you guys remember that song, but it was super cute. Not to mention, they came up with their own names. They had Hammock Sunday.
Oh my God, yeah.
Sunday in a Hammock, and they finally came out with Hello Hammock.
And Cat Sunday.
Final.
Cat
Sunday. But Hello Hammock was the winner.
Was the winner. They were so good together.
Oh my God.
They were just, you said it, cute. They were just so
super cute.
Yeah.
Like, and I mean, I don't know about you guys, but Kate, even though we know she's 18, she kind of made me feel like she was like 15 or 16.
Yeah. That's why she has that innocent vibe about her, which is what I love, you know,
she
from
does.
Kat. They I think that they vibed really well together. I just think that maybe they had a harder time connecting to an 80s song because right. that's just not... Even when they asked them on TV if they would want to be a part of the 80s, they're like, we're happy with the 2000s. Forget.
Right. It's just like, yeah. I mean, it's like, you know, like whenever your parents are talking about like what they did back in the day and you're like, what is that? Mm-hmm. Is that like dinosaur years?
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, they're hard not quite, you know, there with the 80s. But, I mean, just but for the sake of singing the song, they did a great job. And I love how there was a certain part in the song where they each individually had their own part. Because normally we always hear Hello Sunday together, but to hear them sing separately also with another artist performing on stage was actually great for me.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yep. Shout out to them.
Yes.
Now we get down to episode 24, which was tonight's episode. Mm-hmm. And we talk about the winners for the night. We open up with the first winner of the night, which was team legend, Katie Caden. We already knew that Katie was going to be on.
Yeah. They always get her first because everybody just knows. Yeah.
Like, everybody just knows that, you know, Katie is going to be the person. And, of course, she didn't fail us. She did a great job. Mm-hmm. Now, we also had somebody from Team Kelly, which was Jake Hoop. Yes. He was the second person who actually got a chance to come through. Mm-hmm. And which, of course, I knew it. And last but not least, we got Mr. Ricky Duran.
Yes.
And of course we knew, Ricky is amazing. He plays literally every instrument on stage. Yeah. So it's like, why would America not choose Ricky? Mm-hmm. Did a great job. But that left the three remaining people, which was Rose, Will, and Mary Beth. And from there, America actually chose Rose to go around. They chose Hello Sunday, and they chose Kate Hammack.
I'm sorry, I keep calling Kate Hammack. Yes.
What were your thoughts of the final results?
Hi, it was so hard for me. They were all so good.
I know they were.
There's a reason they were in the top eight.
Yeah,
you know?
For sure.
But at this point, it comes down. This is the end, and I just have to believe that they're all gonna have careers after this.
Yeah,
and this
is
not the end for
them. Like,
so
I love Will. Like I feel like Will is a great artist, and I was kind of sad to see Will go, especially with after yesterday night's performance. I feel like he did such an amazing job, and it's just like to see him come here and, you know, not to go to the next round. I was a little sad.
But all of them, Hello Sunday too.
Yeah, oh my God,
Kat. You know, I love Kat. And you had Mary Beth. They're all just so good.
They are good.
At this point, it's not that you're not getting through because you're not good. You're all good. It's just
I feel like at this like when you get to this round of any contest, you have to get to the point where it's not necessarily about a song choice. You just really have to make people feel it. And I think that the artists that were actually chosen were, you know, the ones who, you know, kind of like took it to the next level. But speaking about going to the next level, we did have the young ladies who had to perform. Hello Sunday performed Chandelier by Asia. This performance for them was very different. I actually liked it because we always see Hello Sunday connecting, but I feel like they were kind of more outward connecting with the audience, and I think that they did a great job. The vocals were on point. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I think that they were, you know, showing the audience what they can do. I think they kind of knew this was the end for them on this road.
Yeah.
Sad, but true. So I think they were just giving it their all and having fun with it.
Yes. Shout out to Hello Sunday. Yeah. They did a great job. And then, of course, we had Kat. I'm sorry, guys. Please forgive me. Because my Kat Hammack. And she sung the song, You've Got a Friend. I think she did a great job.
She's just such a pretty singer.
She is.
Oh, I was so sad to see her go.
But, I know.
And she did a great job. She really, again, that's what I love about this, the last round where they sing and to save their lives, I guess.
Right.
They really bring their all, and they show us everything, all their cards. And it makes for a great performance, but then we have to say goodbye to them. So
I know. I'm so sad. And then, of course, we had Miss Rose Short, who sung the song, You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Speechless. So speechless.
Literally, I literally put in my notes, I felt every word that she sung. You know, I felt like she gave it her all. And, you know, she gave us a lot of rough patches, you know, in her voice. She got really down and gritty with us, you know, and just showing us that it's not even about us choosing her. She already knows that she's a winner. And I feel like that's what she gave this performance out of every performance that she's done.
She's like, you are not sending me home. Right. Let me show you what I can do. I loved it. She didn't deserve to go home. I'm really excited for her to keep going.
And, of course, we get down to the winner, which is Rose. She's going down. Well, she's coming back next week. Shout out to Rose Shortman. What a way to end it. I mean, she literally, again, made Gwen cry. I feel like she always makes Gwen cry. I mean, like, the idea is that you always want to make your judge proud. And I feel like she does that all the time. And, of course, she went around. And she said something that Blake said before. It was like, oh, hell yeah, it doesn't matter. I'm going to make it to the next round, which is what she said, which was super cute. So, again, shout out to Rose, and we just absolutely congratulate you. But, of course, it's time for us to get down to our special segment, which is Where Are They Now? So, Where Are They Now? Comes from The Voice Season 16, Olive Blue. She was on Team Blake. She went all the way down to close to the semifinalist rounds, and she right now is in Chicago. She's killing the game. She performed a little bit after she left the show. She performed at one of Chicago's top festivals, which is called the Shy Fest. She a little bit after that, she actually released a song called Slowly Drifting, which is back in June, a beautiful song. And she also came out with a website where you can be able to purchase tickets to her shows. And she has some other clothing that you can be able to buy to be able to support her. And she's also a performer on the So Far Sounds. This is actually an organization that is placed in most of your major cities, and they have shows across America. And she actually performed at that. And also she performed at the Chicago Taste. Listen, Olive Blue is performing everywhere, but not to mention, she just released a new song entitled Fall For You with an artist based in Chicago. So listen, we are absolutely proud of Olive Blue. Again, she was on Team Blake, and she's still killing the game. And she is still doing her thing.
Hey!
And of course, now we have news and gossip.
News and gossip. Yes! All right, guys. So Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton are about to release their second duet together called Nobody But You. Oh, the last duet they did together was actually in 2016. This song, the new song, will be a part of Blake's new album called Fully Loaded, God's Country, which is releasing December 13th, a.k.a. this Friday. In an interview with People, Blake said, this was one of the songs where the more I heard it, the more I fell in love with. It fits my story. I was about to go in and record it when I decided that I needed Gwen on it because it is our song. I think it's magic. He was basically saying that it's his real life love story. I am so excited to listen to this song.
Me too. I love them.
Yeah.
They're just like the perfect couple.
They really are.
They're like two opposites that just make the opposites come together.
Absolutely.
They're just beautiful.
So,
I love it.
Yeah. Let me know in the comments if you're excited to hear this new single. And moving on, we know that John Legend and Kelly Clarkson teamed up to rewrite the controversial song, Baby, It's Cold Outside. So we know that. It's been getting mixed reviews. Some people love it. Some others say that, you know, the song should have been left alone. John Legend finally addressed the mixed reviews regarding this rewrite. He said in an interview with The Guardian, quote, "The song was supposed to be silly. It wasn't supposed to be preachy at all. I never disparaged the old version. And by the way, the original writer or his family gets paid for my version too. It's interesting people thinking we've gone too far speaking up for a woman's right to not get raped or sexually harassed when some would argue we've not gone far enough.
Wow.
People think that because some people have lost their jobs or have been expelled from Hollywood, like Harvey Weinstein, that we've gone too far. I don't agree, but people wanted the Baby It's Cold Outside war to be a proxy war for all of that. I would love to hear your thoughts on this controversy. Yeah. So make sure to put it in the comments. I personally think that it was fine that he rewrote the song. More power to him. He's trying to send a positive message and change something that was negative. So I think that it was amazing. But let me know what you guys think. And just in case you don't like the song, but you love John Legend, he does have a holiday album called A Legendary Christmas, which is full of so many other Christmas songs, including a duet with Stevie Wonder. So check that out if you love John Legend.
Yes. Yeah. And now to our final predictions. Listen, we're down to the wire.
Yes.
And we got four people. So my prediction is I feel like it's going to be a tie between Katie Rose.
You say that like you're going to say a third person.
Yeah.
There's only four. What are they? Katie Rose, Jakeout, and
Ricky.
And Ricky.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like it's going to be a tie.
Me too.
I do. I feel like it.
It has to be a tie between Rose and Katie. They're such powerhouses.
I'm telling you. My vote is Rose and Katie.
I agree.
Yeah.
Is that so bad?
I think so. No. I mean, I don't know. Like, it's just so hard because I feel like Jake is so good. Ricky is so good. Rose is so good. Katie's so good. Yeah. I mean, but if I just feel like it's going to be between Katie and Rose. I know.
Can they share the win? Has it ever been done before? Could we make voice history?
I don't know. Voice history may be made. But either way it goes, you guys have to meet us here back next week.
Yes.
I am your host, Miss Nima Sky, and you can catch me on all social media platforms at Nima Sky. And where can we catch you at, my love?
You can find me on all social media platforms at I Am Bolly, B-O-L-L-Y girl. I post on my Insta stories all the time about the six different after shows that I'm on and all kinds of new Bollywood news if you're interested. So check it out.
All right. Well, it was so good to see you, and you guys have a great week. We love you.
Thanks, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.